A moment of hope 30 years ago today. Joining us now from the studios of WGBH in Boston, our partner station in Boston, Andy Meldrum is a senior editor at Global Post. And Brighton Mudzingwa is born and raised in Zimbabwe, has lived under Robert Mugabe his whole life. First of all, good morning to both of you.
Morning.
And the milestone that we are commemorating and noting this morning is 30 years ago, this happened.
The parade ground at Foxtrot Camp, just before the election results came through. The guerrillas sensed victory, but they promised to go along with the results even if they lost.
When the official announcement was finally made, they went wild. Throughout the day, they've been singing and dancing and chanting and running through the streets of Seoul.
The official end, 30 years ago today, of British-owned Rhodesia and the ascension of Zimbabwe, and particularly the first Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, who was elected at a time of hope in what was then called Rhodesia, a nation not unlike South Africa in certain ways, who looked to be ahead of the political changes going on in Africa. Andy Meldrum, it didn't turn out that way.
No, there was great optimism in the early years of Mugabe's rule, and Mugabe did fulfill that. There was peace in the country, the education, health for the majority of Zimbabweans, the black Zimbabweans, improved dramatically. But within a few years, it became clear that Robert Mugabe was going to rule as an autocratic ruler and that he would broach no criticism of his rule.
Brighton Mudzingwa, you grew up under Mugabe your entire life in Zimbabwe. What was his reputation as you were a young child learning about him from your parents?
Yeah, certainly there was a great level of optimism for many people, a sense of admiration across different sections of society. Unfortunately, as time went by, we began to see that optimism fade because people were getting disillusioned with the state of the economy.
Here's a speech Robert Mugabe gave on the day he was elected prime minister, really promising that any worries that people had about the future, they should dispel, that it was the beginning of a new era.
And those who have talked about the possibility of some people being victimized, possibility of personal and other properties being nationalized, being seized, well, have not read us correctly. We will not do any such thing.
Speech on March 4th, 1980 in Zimbabwe. Virtually every one of those promises was violated. Andy Meldrum, can you explain how?
Well, it took some time, right? What Robert Mugabe was doing was preventing a flee, a mass exodus of white Zimbabweans and of other middle-class people from the country. And he achieved that. But then 20 years later, when his rule was being threatened, then Robert Mugabe decided that he was going to seize white-owned farms and that he was going to make life more difficult for the white minority.
Was there a turning point, Andy Meldrum?
Well, I'd say the turning point came in the year 2000 when voters, and this was the majority of Zimbabweans, rejected the constitution that Robert Mugabe had drafted, which would have given him increased executive powers. And when that was rejected, he was furious, and he blamed the white farmers for that defeat, and he sent his war vets in to start seizing their properties.
But the seeds of this unrest and this internecine quarreling that became the economic catastrophe that we see today, Brighton Mudzingwa, was really clear a year before you were born, right? The 20,000 people were massacred in 1985, the year before you were born. What did you hear about that massacre?
Well, that is certainly a very sad phase of our country's history. And I think even up until now, there's still many unanswered questions for many in Zimbabwean society. And so in terms of closure, there certainly isn't much closure. And there's still many unanswered questions that people hope one day will be answered.
Andy Meldrum, a senior editor at Global Post, you know, people ask all the time, how is it that Mugabe is able to hold on to power? But maybe the better question is, why does he?
Well, that why is, power, he follows an old African model, which is the best ruler is the longest ruler. And so he is determined to hang on and hang on longer than Nelson Mandela or many other, Julius Nyerere, others of the he wants to be seen in Africa as the greatest liberation leader of the continent, and he is going to be in power the longest. That's what he believes, and he doesn't care what the cost is to the country, to the economy, to the people of Zimbabwe.
Oh, it's a sort of a terrifying sort of look 30 years back to what could have been such a heroic paradise in Zimbabwe. Andy Meldrum, senior editor at Global Post, worked in Zimbabwe as a journalist for 23 years from 1980 till 2003. And Brighton Mudzingwa, born and raised in Zimbabwe, has lived under Mugabe his whole life. Robert Mugabe, still the president of Zimbabwe.
I am the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. That is the reality everybody has to accept first and foremost if they want dialogue with us.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. 30 years ago today, this is The Takeaway.